The capital to Democrats say they will use every remedy available to protect Congress's constitutional power of the purse. Sodder money at the White House.
Almost overshadowed by the emergency declaration, the president also signed a spending bill that would have prevent a partial government shutdown and keep government running until September. Meanwhile, California State plans to sue President Trump over his state of emergency declaration. AP's Warren Lutton reports.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the details have worked out. California plans to lead a lawsuit to block the declaration of a state of emergency. Newsom says the civil war may have been running the loss of the National Guard increased drug supply.
He has argued to the drug numbers by this agenda.
California repeatedly the president for the last year's attorney Bobby Brissett has filed in his 26th lawsuit against Trump. I'm one of them.
And late Friday, three Texas landowners and an environmental group filed for suit on the president's national emergency declaration. This is VOA News. Nigeria's presidential elections originally scheduled for Saturday and postponed by 1 week. Independent National Electoral Commission Chairman Kuku said late Friday that proceeding the election scheduled is no longer feasible. The decision was announced after a lengthy invite on Friday in Abuja. Friday, 38 year Kaduna State reported 66 deaths in a wave of violence ahead of the vote. State officials said the victims included 82 children. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke Friday with Nigeria's two lead candidates for president, President Muhammadu Buhari, and his main challenger, former Vice President Atiku Abubakar. A State Department spokesman says that Pompeo underscored U.S. support the Nigerian goal of free, fair, transparent, and peaceful elections. Five people were killed and five police officers wounded in a mass shooting at a warehouse facility outside Chicago, Illinois. Aurora Police Chief Kristen Zeman, told reporters officers were fired upon Friday afternoon as soon as they entered the Henry Pratt Company in Aurora.
The other officers on the scene located gunshot victims inside the building. At this time, we have confirmed that five victims are deceased.
Illinois Governor D.B. Pritzker said that there are no words to comfort the families of those killed.
To the families of the victims here in Aurora, there are no words that I can offer to lessen the pain. But know that our state grieves with you, that MK and I and our family grieves with you.
The gunman, 45-year-old Gary Martin, was killed in a gunfight with police. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says has stopped forcing a group of men on hunger strike in a detention center. A correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement has stopped forcing all immigrant detainees on hunger strike inside a detention center in Paso, Texas. This follows a judge's order that they stop working two of them. A lawyer for those mostly from India calls Rona when their right protest is contained in the center. The judge says he may order the proceeding to continue there after it starts to be right. Says there are 12 detainees refusing food. Not from Cuba. The first follows public choice and press.
McGuire. Expansion grants is 3.20 and 5.20 and 4.20. For more information, I'm getting this.